media.
Let's talk about. Let's talk it through the. Let's talk it through the reviews. It's the Freaknik. A minute ago, we were talking about the freak offs. P. Diddy, hidden cameras. We got the Princess of Wales allegedly on camera, you know, with snorting blow off of people's navels and with a nipple pincher and a beret and a lollipop. Allegedly. It's the freak off. We don't know. Allegedly. We don't know what P. Diddy's got. He could, you know what I'm saying? He could have Fiona Apple, you know, hanging upside down in off a chandelier, you know, with shooting off fireworks, telling people, you know, to be safe. I don't know. It's the freak off. But I just watched the Freaknik, and this was on Disney Plus, because I got it bundled with Hulu. But it's on Hulu, but it was still technically Disney Plus. But Freaknik. Now, this is a movie about, like, a documentary-style movie about what was known as the Freaknik out there in Atlanta. How and I, as a child of the 90s, I knew of the Freaknik. I saw the uncut footage. I've never been to one, but it went down. It wasn't just in Atlanta. It would happen. It happened
especially
everywhere.
Especially the beaches.
Yeah. How many times did you go to the Freaknik, babe?
I wasn't a part of that.
You wasn't part of the Freaknik? You wasn't part of the Freaknik?
Married too young, so.
Oh. She said the Freaknik happens when we, after this camera's turn off of this podcast. She said, I'm going to show you the Freaknik tonight. Right, baby?
But, I mean, I saw it. I'm a.
It's the freak off.
A teen of the 90s, so.
She said, for me.
For me.
For me. It's the freak off. So the cool thing about this documentary is that it explained what the origins of the Freaknik is. It wasn't even about this. It was a couple guys who, because they used the word freak like the way it was used in the 70s in disco. Like the song, Freak Out. No, no. And then, you know, combine it with the word, you know, picnic. And things like that. It was a positive gathering. It had nothing to do with the way what it evolved to. But it showed the heights that it reached. It showed a lot of the negative sides of it. It really displayed a lot of what, you know, people talk about how. Like when kids, like on MTV, those kids, you know, when they do spring break and they go too far, but they don't label, you know, certain kids from certain areas and certain neighborhoods and that way. And they could be doing the exact same things, if not worse, but they don't get labeled as hard. But when black people in the black community are having a gathering and it's sexualized and things like that, I mean, the labels and the stuff that they got hit with. I'm trying to be vague because I actually want to encourage you guys to watch it. It goes into that. It talks about how they tried to suppress it, how it tried to change, when they tried to bring it back, how it's not the same as what it used to be back, and that it's the evolution of the Freaknik. And a lot of things that I knew and a lot of things I didn't know. Right.
That was also a time when. We didn't have, people weren't recording everything.
Oh, well, there's some footage.
I mean, there's some footage, but not the kind of footage we have today where every single person has a camera, a cell phone that's recording.
It was harder to move. It was harder to snitch back then. It's the freak off. It was harder to snitch.
Our cameras were with film.
Yeah. It's like, are you recording? Turn that fucking camera off. That's what they would say. This is the freak off. But no, it's an okay documentary. It's worth the watch. I think it's worth the watch if you are of the generation that me and my wife are in. I mean, I grew up around this stuff. I was a kid, a child of the 80s. I'm an 80s baby. I'm a 90s baby.
I mean, the songs certainly make you want to see if you still got some knees.
Oh, the songs. The songs were there. There's some, oh man, I'm gonna tell you right now, there's some holes in this house. It was going down.
See, if you got Megan knees.
Yeah, if you got Megan. You think Megan the Stallion? You think Nicki Minaj? You think Megan the Stallion? You think all them saying they ain't saying nothing compared to Luke and the Two Live Crew? They weren't saying nothing compared to these. It's the Freaknik. Go watch it. It was a good time. It's a good documentary. I think it speaks more to the people of our generation more than anything else. But it was worth a watch.
The TikTok, there's a lot of people looking for their mamas out there.
Oh my God. let me do my lead attorney impersonation. Oh my God. That video where people were saying they were watching the freak off, and then the guy was like, "Oh my, that's my mama! Don't be looking. That's my There are so many kids born, young men in their 20s right now, who are so scared about this documentary coming out because they're afraid they're gonna spot their mom, you know, doing what they did in the Freaknik. I mean, I heard about what went down. I've never been to a Freaknik. But I mean, I heard it was the bomb. and if you happen to spot your mom on that documentary, you're gonna need therapy because it went down. It was not for the faint of heart. I just say it like that. But it's worth the check. It's definitely, especially if you were from that time. This will speak more to people who were raised in that generation. But it was a good little documentary. I watched it. It was a quick 1 hour and 30 minute little doc, and worth the check out. It's the Freaknik. Go check it out.
Remember to like this video, become a subscriber, and share. This really does help us out. If you would like to watch more from us from T3 Media Studio, click here or here. Thanks for watching. Stop being NC-17.